Okay. So it's time to stop relying on your reason and logic in your recruiting efforts or any type of other persuasion. You have to learn and apply the principles or rules of thumb that science has proven guides everyone's unconscious mind to drive themselves towards decisions. I've described several of the principles in the previous podcast. And today's principle of consensus means that people will usually look to the actions of others to determine their own. Those of you who travel have noticed a small encouragement in hotel bathrooms to reuse their towels. It turns out that there are three basic messages that exist with different results. One simply states the benefits of reusing one's towels: save water, protect the environment. This gets an okay compliance rate. Another message in other hotels read, 75% of our customers reuse their towels. Please do so as well. These hotels get a much improved increase in compliance. Now, a third message in other hotels reads, 75% of the people who stayed in this room reuse their towels. This consistently gets the largest increase in compliance from guests. This is the power of consensus. Here's another great real-world example. I had the pleasure of hearing George Blankenship speak, who first used consensus in his 20 years at Gap, the successful apparel store found in most malls. He was recruited and pulled out of retirement directly by Steve Jobs to figure out the customer buying experience for Apple. To accomplish this, he invented the Apple Store. Why? It was a great risk because he visited then generic computer stores. Apple computers were sold alongside Windows-based PCs, where the consensus purchase was to buy PCs. Why? Well, people would show up at the computer store with non-Apple sales computer geeks watching most people leave with a PC. Consensus led to lower Apple computer sales. He designed the Apple stores to counteract this. He placed these Apple stores in the middle of high-end shopping malls with Apple-only salespeople and Apple-only products. And what did each customer see? Scores of other customers mesmerized by Apple-only products. And what did they do? They bought lots and lots of Apple products because they saw people like them doing just that and only that. That's consensus at work. George was again called out of retirement by Elon Musk to sell Teslas. That's right, Tesla cars. The challenge was how to grow customer interest with a product no one knew about. The answer? Avoid every city's auto row where Tesla would lose the consensus rule, and instead place the first ever auto dealer in a high-end shopping mall where there are no other dealers to compete with, just Tesla. Ambush people when they are already shopping. And guess what happened? Scores and scores of people who would otherwise never have shopped for a Tesla were now meandering in the store to check out this car. And they saw others like them buying Teslas. And many of them soon did themselves. So what can you do to elicit this unconscious process of consensus? Stop using your intellect and ego in describing all the benefits you have to offer. Here are some thoughts. Attract people to realty before they have ever considered it. This separates your offering from the usual suspects. Show candidates what others have done in your industry, or better yet, in your office. Introduce them. Get them talking. Persuade through consensus. It works.